Good Friday, the day when we remember that on that cross, Jesus died. He shed his blood so that the price that God's justice demands for our sin, yours and mine, would be paid in full. That makes this a very good Friday. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The idea of a blood sacrifice to us here in the 21st century AD, well, it seems gruesome. It's culturally jarring. But in ancient times, it was a common practice across all religions, including Judaism. Blood in scripture is the symbol of life, and wine was often used to symbolize blood. Wine was also considered a royal drink, which in turn was a symbol of freedom. That's why four cups of wine still today are traditionally drunk by Jews during their Passover meal. And on this Good Friday, as we remember the shedding of Jesus' blood, here are his words during his final Passover meal. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." His promise to you, his unbreakable covenant, is that if you put all your trust in what he did for you on that cross, you are forgiven. You have the gift of eternal life. Friend, his blood was shed for you. He died for you to pay for your sin so that you could be set free. That's Good Friday, a very good Friday indeed. And that's God's word fresh for you today. May that powerful truth fill you with a certain hope of your eternity. And you know, I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called More Hope Than You Can Ever Imagine. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.